Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. They making noise. Start up.
Episode 283 of the Brooklyn Boys podcast, and we're not the only ones making noise. Brody's dogs are making noise. They must be so excited for the Brooklyn Boys podcast. What the hell? Right on cue.
Yeah, the dogs ran to the window in the living room, and they're barking at whoever is walking up the block.
Do they want to bite the UPS driver because they heard that rant?
Absolutely.
What's up with that? Oh, my God. Do they bark at everything? Can't you train those things?
They're not things, and they are trained. They're trained to protect me and the house and everyone else who lives here.
Right. Well, first of all, if there was a real intruder, they wouldn't do much in the way of protecting you. I've seen your dogs. Not very threatening.
Be nice. They're Bichons, mostly.
I know, but they're tiny. They're cuddly. They're white.
They are. They'll rip your pant leg around the ankle area. One of them will.
Would they really bite?
No.
They won't, no matter what.
Well, if you're not Scary Jones and you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking about robbing me, they will rip your heart out.
Tear you limb by limb.
Just shred you and then eat you and then poop you out later. No, they're barkers, but they wouldn't know what to do once you confronted them.
Yeah.
So
they're all bark and no bite.
Yes.
I will say, growing up in Brooklyn, we had Bob. Bob and his guard dogs. He had signs up everywhere. He had huge fences. He fenced himself in a row house situation. Picture houses connected, brick, up and down the block, because that's how that's how those houses were built on my block. And his driveway area, he fenced it all in, and he had two big guard dogs with signs up. Beware of the dog.
Right.
And they looked ferocious, but I don't know. Bob was, I guess, ex-military.
Then I wouldn't mess with him or his dogs.
Right. So who knew what was really going on?
But, listen, there's people who put like this home protected by ADT alarm system, and they just got the sticker online. There's no system.
Oh, right. People or people that they put a sticker in their car window and they make it look like there's an alarm, but there's nothing.
What do you mean that makes it look like there's an alarm?
They're being protected by something.
Oh, yeah. And some people put like
stickers about they cameras.
They actually buy what looks like the wiring that goes on the glass of your house.
Yes.
Yeah, they buy that and they stick it on.
Right.
I mean, I'm not looking to help anybody rob anybody, but I'm just saying a lot of people try everything to make it look like.
Plus, you don't want to take a chance and call someone's bluff and then realize that the joke's on you.
Yeah, there could be an alarm.
But yeah.
They might have called and gotten a free home monitoring system. Don't you dare say the client.
I was about to. But imagine that. I guess people do that. They put these fake surveillance cameras
on the lawn.
No, but they'll actually put a camera up that's in sight, right? So people could see it clearly.
Oh, like, I've been into bodegas and grocery stores and stuff where there's a camera and there's no wiring.
Not connected to anything.
I mean, the wire could be in the wall, but a lot of them are just dummy cameras. I have an idea.
It's the idea.
How about don't be a criminal? Don't be a criminal. How about that?
But it's the idea of a camera being there that might deter crime. You never know.
Well, if you watch crime shows, all you do is take a can of spray paint and you spray paint the lens and then you're all set.
Is that what they do?
Mission Impossible movies, all the spy movies, cop shows, they just go up and go with the spray can and then you're done.
Not a bad play.
Well, I guess.
So, it's another gloomy Friday. The sun hasn't been out in, I thought, 14 days.
It seems to rain every day. Every day.
Yeah, I can't take it anymore, dude. I feel like we're in Seattle or London.
It's every day. It's disgusting.
I can't. You know what, though? First of all, the sun will be out tomorrow. Okay.
Thanks, Annie.
You got it. Tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, or the whole week next week. If you're listening to this when we're recording on Friday, February 2nd, 2024. But I'll say this, Brody. I forgot what I was going to say.
You had a big run-up, though.
Yeah, no, you like that. You like the big plan out. I would take this over snow and 27 degrees. The fact that it's like 43 and like meh out, I'll take that every day over a snowstorm. And I know some people love snow. Can't wait to jump in. They want the next big snow, cause havoc, close things, slow up travel.
I don't need more rain.
What?
I don't need any more rain. I'm tired of it. Especially I have three dogs. I got to walk them. I can't walk them in the rain. I can walk them in the snow. Because the snow doesn't soak them. The snow just gets them, you know, with snow on them and they shake it off. Taylor Swift.
Yeah. So
the rain is a problem.
So what do you think about, you have a special message for somebody here? Tomorrow's a special day.
Tomorrow is a special day.
You should have a special message for a special somebody.
Very special message, special birthday. Uh-huh. Tomorrow, February 3rd.
Yes.
It's awkward you're bringing it up, Scary, but
why?
The big day. Happy birthday to my wife.
You're a scumbag.
It's her birthday tomorrow. And I just want to wish her a happy birthday. Uh-huh. That's all.
Is that right?
Happy birthday.
Is that right? Happy birthday to your wife. And please give her my regards.
I will. Yes, so, a big day tomorrow.
Think there's another birthday happening tomorrow too?
I mean, I would imagine, you divide the entire planet by 365 days and then throw in a leap year. That's still, you know, hundreds of millions of people who have the same birthday.
Right.
So I'm sure there's other people whose birthday it is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know what I did a year ago tomorrow? I went to a vaudeville show, which we talked about as a striptease show, like a strip show.
It was more like we call that burlesque.
Burlesque. Yep. Burlesque, not vaudeville. Burlesque show where your friends spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on liquor. Mm-hmm. I didn't spend a penny. It was a great night, except for that tall asshole who stood in front of us and blocked the whole stage.
Yeah, what Brody's referring to, which he will not properly come out and say, is tomorrow is my birthday. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's your birthday. Uh-huh. This is the first year you remembered mine, by the way. So yes, tomorrow is Scary's 60th birthday. We're overexcited about that.
50th.
Oh, sorry, 50th.
And
I said to you, Scary, a number of years ago, in fact, when we worked together, When you teased me for being 40, I said, I'll wait. I'm going to work here until you're 40 and I'm going to let you have it. And then you turned 40 and you were like, I can't believe I'm 40. I'm sorry. And then when I turned 50, you said, you made fun of me. You're like, oh, you're 50. And I said, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until I'm going to work.
Here I am. And guess what? So, I take it on the chin.
Which one?
Wow. What? Only one now that I am doing Dr. Fat Loss.
Hey.
No,
hit it.
Sorry, that was a free pass.
No.
Because you insulted me, I get a free pass on that one.
All right, birthday present, you get a free pass.
I happen to be down 27 pounds.
That's right. You're little. You're are you on schedule?
Today,
or
yeah.
Schedule?
Today is day day 32.
Oh yeah, you're on schedule. Very nice.
Yes, it works. And I'm guess what? I don't have to take shots for the rest of my life. All right, good. Like those other plans. Just saying. Yeah. I don't have to take shots
you
or
mean that little
drugs.
Prick shot they put in your abdomen that we played the clip of?
Or drugs. I know a lot of people are doing these drug thing shots. I'm just doing this with nutrition. DrFatLoss.com.
Shut up. Oh, okay, now hit the jingle. You don't get a website plug. You don't get a website plug,
yes,
bitch.
I do.
Let's go. Hit
it's
the jingle.
My birthday. I
that
should
okay.
get a
you
website
got the first
plug.
Mention. You don't
come
get the website
on, man.
Plug. Hit it.
No.
I didn't get shit for my birthday. Hit that jingle.
That was a scary, inappropriate commercial slip.
You know what I'd like to see? Every time you lose a pound, I'd like to see you take like five pieces of paper off that stack of paper behind you.
I will say that.
You're blocking it.
Yeah, I'm
blocking it
right
today.
So anyway, before we go further, tomorrow is my birthday. And what I did want to get
February 3rd. We don't know when people listen
February 3rd. Yes. Yep. Tomorrow, February 3rd. And with that, I'm not going to get into the situation I got into last year because I was still on my fat loss plan, we'll call it. And I tortured myself. I said, let's go out to dinner at a steakhouse. And eight people came with me. And we're sitting, not Brody. Brody joined us afterwards. And I'm sitting around on my birthday watching people pass the mashed potatoes and sides and thick cut bacon. And there I was with my petite filet mignon. If you don't know what petite is.
Small. People
tiny.
Know what petite means.
Oh, a tiny little baby cut. And some steamed broccoli. And that was my dinner while I was watching everybody gorge themselves and drink copious amounts of alcohol. And I was sitting there. I'm like, okay, let me sip on my one glass of wine that I'm allowed to have tonight. Do you think that was fun for me, Brody?
No. Listen, we once, I think I've told the story. I can't keep track anymore. We went to a place that was known for their, what was it, Inside Out Meatballs?
Chicken
that
Parm.
That place in Staten Island. Chicken Parm. No, it was Inside Out Meatballs.
Yeah, whatever.
Fried Meatballs. Fried Meatballs.
Yeah.
In Staten Island.
Docks.
Docks. And they had Parm everything. And we went the whole morning show. And it was during first quarter scary, and there was Parm. They Parmed the salt and pepper shakers. That's how much Parm was on the table.
Yeah.
It was Parm, 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 Parm. And Scary sat there with his arms crossed, just going, oh, yep. Can I get a plain piece of chicken breast, please? And he barely ate. And we're like, Scary, that's so impressive. He's like, yeah, oh, yeah, great. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was willpower.
But it's not willpower. That's why this program works, because you're not hungry and you don't crave food even by looking at it. That's what it works. It really does.
To me, it was willpower. To you, you were a rock, I have to say. So I was very impressed. Well, but this whole plan you're on, I'm not doing a commercial for it.
No.
But it seems to refocus your entire mindset
where
you're focused on eating healthy and smaller portions and all
not
that.
Not a sponsor, by the way.
Not a sponsor of this podcast, although they ought to be.
He should be.
If you'd stop giving them free slip-ins.
He should be. So in lieu of all that, I'm going.
Are you
going to
eat tomorrow?
No, I'm not doing anything involving eating or drinking. So instead, I'm going to go to Saturday Night Live.
Oh, you've had a rough week, man. You saw Justin Timberlake, and now you're going to see Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah, update
the dress rehearsal or the main show.
I believe dress rehearsal, but still, you get to see a half hour extra of sketches because for a lot of people that don't know,
you want to see both.
No. What happens is from 8 to 10 o'clock on Saturday night, they have an audience come in and they watch. They act as if they're on television, except you get extra sketch. You get all these great sketches. And then I guess based on crowd response and however it looked on TV,
Lorne Michaels says, oh, don't think so. We're going to cut that.
They cut 30 minutes worth of sketches. So at 11:30, when the show is live and is taped, the one that everyone sees, that's the one. It's a 90-minute show, so 30 minutes of sketches or whatever it is goes out the window that you'll never see. But I get to see because I'm going to go to the 8 o'clock showing tomorrow.
Well, I'd like to know what sketches you really liked that you didn't see, on the air, didn't air that night.
Yeah, I'm gonna check to see what got cut,
because some of them come back later on, weeks later, months later. Some of them never appear again.
And Jennifer Lopez is the musical guest.
Oh, I'm sure they'll put her in a sketch or two.
Maybe. We'll see. And
who's the... go ahead. I can't say the name.
I can't. I'm just going to tell you. She's the one who won the Golden Globe for Best Actress for The Bear. I don't know how to pronounce her name, so I don't want to butcher it. But
you don't watch The Bear.
She's the host of the show tomorrow. So anyway, So I'm excited for that. And it doesn't involve eating or drinking. I just sent a very nice email saying, hi, it's me. I'm the problem.
The problem.
It's me. Could you let me in? It's my 50th birthday, and this is all I want to do. So they acknowledged.
It's Ayo Itabiri.
Yeah, as long as
Ayo Itabiri.
Ayo, I'm tired of using technology. Another Justin Timberlake song. He did that in concert the other night.
Did he?
So yeah, that was the update on that. The update. Is
the
yeah,
weekend update? That's your weekend update.
I got in. I got into the show.
Congratulations.
The Justin Timberlake one.
Yeah, the one that you were I gotta go. I'm such a fan. You can't get in.
Shout out to both Elvis and especially Tom Pullman, the head of programming, who happened to be in L.A. and he just gave me his ticket, which was awesome.
I heard something. I'm not gonna say who on the show told me, but we were talking. Uh-huh. They told me that something happened on the show. And I feel like,
yep.
I feel like there's a problem. So can we address that when we come back from break?
If it's the thing that I'm thinking of, absolutely we can.
Yeah, because I'm gonna have to call you on the carpet on something.
Mm. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
So here's what I was told. You can fill in the blanks, but why don't you tell the story? Scary, did Elvis, because he originally thought you weren't getting into the Justin Timberlake show, did he offer to do you anything, any favors?
Someone must have been listening, or you had a mole that was listening.
I wasn't listening to the show.
No way were you up.
Somebody told me this happened.
You might not have been up at 6:30 in the morning when this happened.
I was not.
But Elvis... No. So let's rewind to Wednesday morning. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm driving home. Elvis calls me and says, yo, Scary, listen.
He said, yo, Scary?
I couldn't help but hear, overhear your conversation with Nate in the studio about you wanting to go to this Justin Timberlake show, which at the time I did not have access to.
Still, you told everyone.
Oh, I was groveling, begging, emailing, calling, pulling all my contacts out, trying to see who was going to hook me up.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard, Elvis said, I heard you were disappointed because you weren't going to be going to the show. Well, mm-hmm. I was going to try and get you into the show. He goes, so I made some phone calls in the background while you speaking to Nate to see if I could surprise you with entrance to the show. This was the 1,100 person Irving Plaza Wednesday night, one night only Justin Timberlake
show. Elvis has major clout in the industry. And if anyone could get in, it would be him.
10 times more clout than me.
At least 10 times.
He made some calls. And he couldn't do it. He says, Scary. He goes, I tried making some phone calls for you. So the reason why I'm calling you is I heard you wanted to go. I tried to see if I can make you go. You can't go There's no tickets. So in lieu of that, I'm going to give you, as a gift from me, a pair of tickets to see Justin Timberlake anywhere in the United States on his tour. So Justin is embarking on a tour, and he goes, listen, we may be on vacation. Like, we're on vacation the week of, he's going to be at the Garden.
Whatever. Right.
He goes, okay. But maybe you want to see him in Vegas or Miami, whatever it is.
Wow, that's very nice.
But here's the thing. When Elvis Duran buys you a pair of tickets.
They're not the cheap seats.
Oh, he buys. He pays retail, by the way.
Yeah.
He buys you a pair of tickets. Like, he gets you like front row. Like,
he's a very generous
no
man.
Less
he gets
than
you the good seats.
Right. No less than the first five rows. Like, this guy's like front and center guy, you know? And he pays crazy money to get those tickets. So he said,
because he takes care of his people. I will tell a story about Elvis getting tickets for me after you're done.
So he said, Scary. He goes, Scary. Yeah. So I want, because you can't see Justin, I want to give you these tickets. So he said, I said, okay, thank you so much. That's really nice of you. Appreciate you. He goes, all right, get back to me. Tell me where you want to see him. End of phone call. An hour later, Tom Pullman gets in touch with me and says, hey, guess what?
He's the president of programming for iHeartMedia, correct?
Correct.
Right.
He says, dude, he goes, I was invited to that show. I'm in LA. He goes, I spoke to the record label people. You can have my seat. You can have my ticket.
Amazing.
I said, no way. So that's how I ended up going to see Justin Timberlake.
All right, great.
Fast forward.
But then tell what happened next.
The next morning, after the show, Elvis blindsides me on the air and said, hey, got a little bit of a delay.
Oh, after the Justin Timberlake show, not
show,
after the morning show.
After the next morning after the show.
On the morning show.
Does this live on the radio the next morning. Mm-hmm. Hey, Scary. So you went to see the Justin Timberlake show because Tom came through with your ticket. Mm-hmm. He goes, yeah. I said, yeah, I ended up going to see it. So he goes, we good. I said, what do you mean we good? He goes, I guess, maybe I don't have to give you those tickets anymore and buy you those tickets to see Justin because I was offering you for these tickets because you didn't have tickets.
You couldn't go. Right. They were compensation because you couldn't go to Irving Plaza.
Right. But I ended up going to Irving Plaza because Tom came through last minute.
Right.
So now what? So I'm sitting there on the radio and he's like, I don't know, man. He goes, seems to me like I don't really owe you a pair of tickets. I don't have to buy you these tickets anymore. What do you think?
What comparison did he use?
He immediately pointed to the steak dinner, the time that I tried to take you for the steak dinner. The guy compensated the comp.
Hold on 1 second. You just said the time you tried to take me for steak dinner.
I took you for steak dinner. To fulfill my promise to you.
I'm dropping the mic.
Nope. And then the bill came and the steak was free, but I paid $100 tip anyway. Let's not forget about that.
Okay. All right.
So the bill was free. The steak was free. Elvis said that on the air. So this is kind of like that steak dinner thing, right? So of course, because I feel like I don't owe you the steak dinner, Brody, on the air, I said, if we're making that analogy, I guess by that logic, you don't owe me the tickets because I got my free concert.
Right.
He goes, great. He goes, so you got the concert and now I'm off the hook. I don't have to buy your tickets. Now there was a controversy a little bit, people were back and forth waffling in the room because the same way people talk about the steak dinner episode.
But here's the thing where you made a huge mistake. Scary.
Steak, the steak in your word.
Hold on.
There's steak in the word mistake.
That's yes. And you made one. Ballpark, Scary, if you took me to a steak dinner, even if it was a $300 dinner for the two of us, that means you paid $150 for me plus a $50 tip. Maybe it cost you $200 to take me to a nice steak dinner.
And footnote, a New York City steakhouse is not cheap.
Right. I'm saying it would be like $300. I'll say $300 because I don't eat a lot. I don't drink. I mean, so let's say it would cost you $200 with tip to cover my end of the bill.
Right.
Okay. Elvis was willing to buy you good seats to a Justin Timberlake concert anywhere in the country. How much do you think a pair of Justin Timberlake seats in the first 10 rows goes for if he can't get them for face value and he has to pay aftermarket and scalp them?
Which is what he'll always do, pay after value.
Yep. So more than 200?
Maybe couple thousand.
All right. Let's just say 1,500, just to, you know, be on the low side. You passed up in an argument the possibility of getting a pair of tickets that are $1,500 each, $3,000 worth of tickets from the very generous Elvis Duran.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't swallow your pride and admit you owed me a $200 steak dinner.
Because
you passed up $3,000 worth of Justin Timberlake tickets anywhere USA. You could have said Hawaii. You could have said Alaska. You could have said Guam.
It's the principle behind it, because I don't owe you that steak dinner. So I have to stand by my logic and eat my own words. Because yes, I agree with Elvis on this, that he doesn't owe me the tickets anymore. I got to see the show.
Admitted your mistake. You and I could have had a nice steak dinner, and for the cost of $200 and never hearing me complain about it again, you also could have gotten first 10 row tickets for Justin Timberlake. I ought to call Elvis up and tell him that if he just buys us steak dinner, he doesn't owe you the tickets. Because you, I'm going to say, Elvis, Scary's going to go back to you and say he really wants those tickets.
No, then if I buy you the steak dinner, then he gives me the tickets.
Yeah, so buy me the steak dinner and he'll give you the tickets. All you have to do, Scary, is take me to my steak dinner, couple of $100. We go out, you get a meal out of it. We can wait till second quarter, Scary.
At this point.
And then you get first 10 rows Justin Timberlake at any arena USA.
I cannot let you win. At this point, I'm standing my ground. I'm standing on principle.
Well, then stand on your principle with no dinner and no tickets. Go fuck yourself. The Brooklyn Boys Podcast
with Bodie and Scary. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Man, I don't know. I have to think about this. Hey, he did tell me later on. He goes, I'm still going to get you the tickets anyway. So,
oh, then you're still going to get me steak dinner.
Well, no, that was his choice.
He followed through anyway.
No, but that's his choice. He's
doing the right thing.
He's doing the right thing
because he promised you the tickets. So you owe me steak dinner. Thank you. I mean, Elvis is a better man than you, but that's besides the point.
It was very, very touching. So I celebrated 29 years at the radio station the other day.
I saw that. You put up a picture of the Puerto Rico trip that you went on, the party plane.
Yeah, that was pre-Brody. A couple of people, though.
No, it was during Brody.
Well, you weren't working with the show at that point, were you?
So you guys went on the party plane in February?
Of 97.
Of 97. You and I had been talking. In January, I had sent in a demo for the Super Bowl song. I had two songs on the radio, was already talking about, working with you guys more. And then when you came back so Elliot, who was the co-host of the show, he said, hey, man, we're going to Puerto Rico. When we come back, I'll have Scary reach out to you And set something up. Maybe we can have you come in the studio. So I was already in the mix.
You were in the mix.
I remember I didn't go on the trip, right? Because I wasn't really working there. I didn't start until officially May of that year.
Yeah.
And I remember a couple of people on the show that didn't go that were fucking pissed at not going. Because you guys had a great time. What was it? Smash Mouth?
Smash Mouth, Sister Hazel.
Oh.
And Third Eye Blind, were they there too?
I don't know. Third Eye Blind was in Jamaica in 99 with us. That I remember.
No, then they weren't there.
So let me tell you what happened. Elvis bought me tickets. He knew I wanted to see Spamalot. He knows I'm a fan of Monty Python. It was a long time ago, but Spamalot had been on Broadway. Spamalot at the time was like Hamilton.
I'm a fan of Monty Python. I want to go. They're coming back on Broadway.
They're back on Broadway. They're already back.
Oh, I want to go see
them. Someone in the show. I know someone who's friends with someone in the show and says he's going to take me. So I'm excited to go again.
Spamalot.
Anyway, there's a special seat in the theater. I don't know if they've changed it with this time with Spamalot coming back, but there was a special seat. It was row D, fourth row, seats 1 and 2, right? And if you sat in seat 1, at the end of the show, I don't want to spoil it, but at the end of the show, they come and bring you up on stage and make you part of the show if you're in that seat. So Elvis says to me, listen, Brody, I love you and your wife. I got you tickets to that show. I know you wanted to see it and you really can't afford it. I got you these seats. They're great seats. You're going to love the seats. But do me a favor. When the show is over, text me. I want to know if you enjoyed the show. I was like, oh, that's very kind of you. That's very nice. Okay. So we get there and we have row D, seats 1 and 2. And I don't know anything about the seats. So normally I would sit on the aisle. I guess Elvis assumed I'd sit on the aisle. But, you know, it's my wife. I'm a gentleman. So I said, honey, you sit on the aisle seat. I'll sit in row 2 next to the stranger in seat 3. Rather, I'll sit in seat 2. Mm-hmm. You sit in seat 1 and we'll enjoy the show. Okay, great. Okay. The end of the show comes. The entire cast of the show comes off the stage, grabs my wife and brings her up on stage on Broadway and makes her part of the show.
Because they had instructions to go to whoever's in that seat.
That seat, right. That seat is part of the show.
That seat is part of the show. So so they knew to go to that seat. And
but
you
Elvis didn't tell me to sit on the aisle. Here are your seats.
You were supposed to be sitting in that seat.
Right. And I would have been brought up on stage with Tim Curry. And it was an all-star cast. It was the opening original cast. And I would have been on stage. So they pull my wife up on stage. She's mortified because she's not doesn't want to be in the spotlight. And she's laughing, but nervously laughing. And they're singing to her. They asked her name. They put her name in a song. And I'm like, and I'm trying to film it on my flip phone. That's how long ago this was.
Do you have footage of this?
On a flip phone. Oh. I have shitty footage of her on stage on a flip phone. That's how old this was. It was, I don't know, mid 2000s.
Oh my
it was before
God.
The iPhone, everything.
Hilarious.
So that's all I have because I didn't know it was coming. I didn't know. I was like, oh my God.
I love it.
So I texted Elvis. He goes, so how was the con? I called Elvis rather. We didn't have texting. I called Elvis. He goes, so how was the show? I said, Elvis, it was great. He goes, and? I said, and? My wife sat on the aisle. He goes, oh my God, that's so great. But you idiot. You were supposed to sit on the aisle. So Elvis gets good seats.
He was trying. Yeah, but I love how he was really trying to hook you up and get you.
Those seats were not just fourth row.
Yeah.
At that point, the people who knew. He knew to get those, whatever he had to do to get them, he got those seats where one of us was going on stage. And I missed my Broadway moment.
I'm going to take a step further, Brody, because you obviously didn't hear the show this morning.
What else is he doing for you
guys? Another generous thing that Elvis did for me for my 50th birthday. I'll cry. Do you know...
On the air this morning,
not only did I get the typical card that we always get every year.
He writes, fuck you.
Always. That's classic. But
that's classic, Elvis.
That's right? Welcomed. And I got my bowl of berries because I'm on my plan. I'm on a diet. I didn't get a cake. But there was something else that he gave me for my 50th birthday, which I'm still blown away by. Do you want to take a guess? This is not rehearsed at all, Slices. This is Brody has no clue.
Burger King gift card?
You got to think big. You got to think monumental.
No, I'm trying to be funny.
Think monumental.
Is this tied into your anniversary on the show, or just because you've had a rough year so far?
No. This is tied into my 50th birthday because I'm 50. And I guess, I mean, my tenure there would also.
Well, if I was thinking along the lines of 50, Hawaii is the 50th state. I would have maybe given you a trip to Hawaii.
No.
Unless, is he paying for your trip that you're taking your family on?
He gave me something so prestigious, I still can't believe it's happening. I thought it was a joke at first when they did this on the air.
Well, you don't have a microphone in the studio, so giving you a gold microphone wouldn't make sense.
But it would, because that's what he gave me, a gold mic. He
gave you a gold microphone?
Yeah, man. There's only like 6 or 7 in existence in the country.
Well, you don't have a mic in the studio, so you're going to use it on the podcast?
I could use it here in the pocket. No, but when he's away,
you can plug in your gold mic?
I could plug in my gold mic.
Wow. Wow.
It's pretty crazy.
I got a cupcake for my 50th when I worked there. Scary, that's awesome. That's another example of his generosity. That's tremendous.
I was like, what? At first, I didn't believe it. At first, I'm like, because it was like a picture of a microphone. It said, it's on the way, gold mic. And it said, asterisk, cord to plug it in, not included.
Does it have a spit shield with it for you, or... Because I'm thinking, this is the length Elvis will go to keep you from using his mic.
Well, yeah, because mics are personal, right? Because you spit into them nonstop.
All over them, yeah. Right.
Well, no, but when he's doing the show remotely, I plug in just a regular silver microphone, like a regular.
Yeah, a regular standard studio
mic. Yeah. So I got it's my own silver mic, but like, I'm like, I am not worthy. It's like Wayne's World shit, like, amazing. I'm not worthy. Like, I'm not. I don't get it. And he goes, yes, you are. So now Danielle has one. He has one.
Ryan Seacrest. The late Rush Limbaugh.
That's it.
Doesn't use that anymore, I guess. So
I think, does Jim Kerr have one?
I do not. I hope he does. I do not know that, whether or not. But there's not many. That's amazing. Scary, your radio royalty. That's great. Very happy for you.
I'm still trying to sink in. I didn't believe it at first.
The trip to Hawaii would have been nice. I didn't mean to guess that. But
no, there's nothing else I wanted. There's nothing else.
The mic is an extraordinary gift. Extraordinary.
Yeah, some of you might be thinking like, really? What's up with that?
No, if first you're in radio and somebody gives you something that's that rare, that's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. So, happy.
And I didn't sit in the right seat, so you win twice.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying that,
because you spam a lot.
Right.
Moment.
Had I gone up on stage, yeah. I would have been like, that's even. Yeah, that's but another close to the mic.
I mean, another generous thing Elvis did for you. Let's not forget the New York Mets moment.
Let me throw the first pitch out of the Mets game.
Before our next break.
I did. I did it on my goodbye show when I said goodbye.
Say it right here.
Real quick.
Because a lot of people don't listen in order despite us telling you that.
That's right. Okay, so 2002, Elvis was supposed to throw out the first pitch in a Mets game. And, Elvis isn't an athlete. He'll be the first to admit it. And he was nervous about, because, you throw the ball, it's forever. It lives forever if you have a bad throw.
Yeah.
So we were practicing in the tunnels at the time. It was called Shea Stadium. It's the old stadium. We were practicing and I was showing him how to throw and how to step into it. And he's like, Brody, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm like, you're getting better. I was getting better. So we go out in the field and the whole morning show's out on the dirt part by the batting circle, by the on-deck circle. And he says, listen, when they announce me to go throw the first pitch out, you walk with me, come out with me. I'm nervous. Just go out there with me and help me and guide me through it and help me, remind me what I'm supposed to do. I said, great. Okay. Of course, Elvis, whatever you need. So I'm wearing my Mets jersey and we walk out and we get about, halfway to the mound and I'm shaking because to me, Shea Stadium's like the Holy Land. And he hands me the ball. He says, here, you do it. I said, why? He goes, I can't throw. This means more to you. You do it. So the scoreboard says, Elvis Duran, it's your pitch. And the announcer's like, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis Duran from the Elvis Duran Morning Show. It's your pitch. Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis Duran. And I take the mound. And all of a sudden, people start freaking out in the headsets. What's going on? What's going on? That's not Elvis Duran. Who is that? Who's on the mound? What's going on? Clear the scoreboard. And everybody knew who I was because I had friends in the Mets organization. But all the people with the headsets were like, what? And so I threw the first pitch and there is video, but it's on a VHS tape that they mailed me. Cause again, it's 2002. I threw a strike. I was very excited.
It's on 16 millimeter.
No, it's a VHS tape. And that's again, one of those moments, Scary, where you couldn't, why would the Mets ever let me throw out the first pitch? They wouldn't, they weren't upset. When I came off the field, my friend Shannon, who worked for the Mets, she passed away a couple of years ago. She looked at me and I was in tears coming off the field, holding the ball. I was shaking. I took a picture with the catcher. I talked to the pitcher, whatever. And she's like, I know what that meant to you. Right. Like she looked at me and like the same look you just had telling your story. So anyway, Skiri actually was tearing up as if he had to pay for a steak dinner for me. That's the look he had on his face. So I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to seeing the Instagram video the first time you sit down in front of the mic and say something ridiculous.
Boy, I thought that the gold mic is supposed to make me smarter, make the words better.
Well, you better get two then.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
All right, can we talk about like what really goes on, like what people really tune in for? I got to talk to you about what happened to me. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. It was Cheesecake Factory. Okay, I went there last week with my cousin. Mm-hmm. The same cousin who, by the way, I went to lunch with and I had the $1.06 problem with the gift card and not being able to tip. Same cousin. So we're looking for a place to eat and we go to a mall that has a bunch of restaurants. One of them is Cheesecake Factory, which we love. We go there a lot for lunch. And I said, you know what? Let me call while we're like 5 minutes away. Let me call. We're getting to the parking lot. I call up and I say, how long is the wait for a table for two? And the guy says, the girl who answers the phone. She says, about a half hour. I said, oh, all right. So like, great, half hour. I said to my cousin, does that work for you? She says, yeah, that works for me. I said, all right, yeah, we'll see you soon. Thanks. Hang up the phone. We park about a minute later. And we go into the front and there's a guy working there, not the guy who answered the phone because I was a girl. And I say, hey man, you take my name? Yep. How long for a table? Half hour. Great. My name's David, two people. Mm-hmm. He's all right, we'll call you. We'll text you. We'll take your phone number. We'll text you. Don't be further than 5 minutes away because you're in a mall. You can walk around the mall. You need to be able to get back here within 5 minutes. I said, all right, you know what? In case we're really hungry, let's just go see the Buffalo Wild Wings next door. Let's see what the wait is. If there's no wait, I'll come back here. I'll walk back and tell them to take our name off the list because I'm hungry. So we go over to Buffalo Wild Wings and we walk in. And the way it's set up is the entrance on the parking lot side, which is where we were, doesn't have a hostess stand. You kind of enter in the bar area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right? There's some places like that I know of.
Yeah. Every high top table in the bar area and all of the booths that are available that I can see, that we can see, have mounds of garbage on them. This is around 7 o'clock on Saturday. I think it was a Saturday night. 7 o'clock. Now, Skiri, that's your busy time, right? You should have your staff working on a Saturday night. Piles of garbage, just like there's no garbage pails. There's no staff to clear off the tables. And the guy comes over and goes, hey, can I help you? I said, how long for a table for two? He goes, about 10 minutes. We got to clear off some of the tables. I said, yeah, all right. He's just got to try to find someone to clear them off. So we wait 5 minutes, nothing. Nobody's clearing off the tables. So my cousin says, you know what? Let's just go back to the Cheesecake Factory and eat there. I said, okay. So we look at our watches and it's been 7 minutes since they told us a half hour. So we walk around the mall a little bit,
okay,
here and there.
All right.
And it gets to the 30 minute mark and we're like, let's go back. I don't want to miss the text message. Let's go back. So we walk back in and at this point we haven't been texted yet. We really weren't very far away. The text would have worked. And because it's my phone, it would have worked anywhere. And we didn't get a text. So I go up to the desk and there's a girl and the guy who I spoke to. And I say to the girl, excuse me. She says, hour and a half. I said, yeah, I'm not asking you how long of a wait it is. I just want to know how much longer for my table. Hour and a half. Okay. I'm already on the list. Says, what's your name? I said, David. Mm-hmm. And I said, I signed in around 38 minutes ago. She says, all right, you have another 50.
What?
50 minutes.
Wait.
So I said,
Whoa.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
You look like you were going to say something. Another 50? Do the math on that. What is that?
50 minutes. Up. So an hour and a half.
Right.
50 plus 38.
But wait a second. Something's off though.
Right. So I say to her, no, I'm sorry. You're mistaken. I'm not checking in now. I checked in at 38 minutes ago when the wait was a half hour.
When the wait was, right. Okay. Right.
So she says, I'm sorry, sir. It's loud in here. You probably didn't hear it right. I said, whoa. I said, it's not loud enough that it's not a rock concert. I said, I called on the phone. I was told it was 30 minutes. When I walked in, the guy behind you said 30 minutes. She said, you must've heard him wrong. I said, listen, I said a half hour. I said, an hour and a half ends in the word half. A half hour ends in the word hour. I wouldn't have heard words differently. I confirmed it. I had a conversation with my cousin. Are you sure 30 minutes is okay? Yes, 30 minutes is okay. And I said to the girl on the phone, 30 minutes? She goes, 30 minutes. I said, so you've told me on the phone twice 30 minutes. When I wasn't here where it was loud, I don't know what to tell you, sir. It'll be another hour. I said, no. No. I said, you're going to get me a table in the next 10 minutes because that's what I was told. You're mistaken, sir. So she says to the kid, the guy who told me, did you tell him a half hour? He says, no, it's an hour and a half. I said, bullshit. You told me a half hour. I don't mind waiting. I'm not going to cause a scene. I'll wait a few more minutes.
Wait, but
go ahead.
Was this guy feeling like he was going to get in trouble? Like, why did he?
Yes.
No,
yes, because he probably should have been telling people an hour and a half. But he and the girl.
Oh my God! So in his mind, a half hour and an hour and a half are—he got them switched.
I don't know what he got switched.
He thought a half hour was 90 minutes. He's an idiot.
Yeah. Okay. So the manager comes over. She hears me having this annoyed conversation with this little girl who's the hostess, and she doesn't say shit. She comes over, grabs menus, and walks away. Like, I don't want to be part of this. Because, you know, at Cheesecake Factory, people must yell all the time about the time because everybody waits an hour and a half. I get it. But we wouldn't have even gone in at an hour and a half. So she says, all right, sir, give me a few minutes. I got a table coming up. She goes, it's this one girl, Julie, check table whatever number and let me know what they're doing. He comes back. She says, they're just eating dessert. They'll be done in a minute. A few minutes. I said, all right, I'll wait 5 minutes for them to finish dessert. No problem. So then I see she's whispering to this one, whispering to that one. They're always looking at me. They're whispering like, oh, yeah, there's the troublemaker. I'm the troublemaker because you told me a half hour and I have the audacity after 40 minutes to think my table might be a few more minutes. Listen, I'm an understanding person. You guys listen to the slices. You know, if you tell me a half hour and it's 45 minutes, it happens. Absolutely. People take longer. They dawdle. They yap. They don't get up. I get it. But don't tell me a half hour and then lie to me and say you told me an hour and a half. I'm not accepting that. Okay.
Well, they just took you as the average Joe that they could pull the wool over. They don't realize that they're fucking with DB and the place to
be. That's right. So they tell me to stand to the right where the hostess will eventually get me. And they start putting menus up on the ledge with your receipt. So like each menu group has a name attached to it. So the hostess is like, okay, James, party of four, the paper's on the menus.
Right.
This guy walks up and he says to the girl, now, the guy is turned around. He's on the other side of the circle where you stand. The hostess stands a circle. He's on the other side. The guy walks up and he says, excuse me, I'm here 40 minutes. How much longer before I get my table? And she says to him, let me check your name. And she says, well, sir, it's an hour and a half wait. You have another 50 minutes. So he says, oh, no, no, you told me a half hour. So I get all excited because now they're telling him the same shit. So she turns around and says to the kid, the guy, hey, Maxwell, how long did you tell this guy? Did you tell him a half hour? And he goes, no, hour and a half. So the guy goes, that's not true. So I go, excuse me. I said, sir, I don't mean to interrupt. You don't know me. I said, my name's David. I got here 5 minutes before you.
You obviously don't know me.
No, no. I'm saying to the customer. I said, I got here 5 minutes before you.
I know.
And you know what? They lied to me the same way they lied to you. The jig is up. I said, this kid is a liar. He told me a half hour. He told you a half hour. I went like this. On the table, I went, stop lying to people. Stop it. And the girl's like, we're not lying to people. And the guy's like, yeah, you lied to him too. You lied to both of us. This place is full of liars. So the girl says to me, she says to the other girl, get him his table. And so they give us the next table. We had the best waitress ever and a great meal. But that's not the point. The point was, not only did they lie to me, they lied to the next guy in front of me and thought I wasn't going to say anything. I got to have loyalty to the other customers. I'm on team customer. They actually lied to him. And he's like, no, you told me a half hour. And then she says to him, sir, it's loud in here. He goes, I heard it. I couldn't believe it. I said, I'm standing here.
By the way, where was all this going on? Was this in the waiting area?
Stand.
In the waiting area while people are sitting there with
There's
their buzzers?
People everywhere.
And how loud were you? Were you whispering or?
No, this is how loud I was. Yeah. Hey, stop lying to people. You lied to me. You're lying to him. Sir, you don't know me. My name's David. They lied to me 45 minutes ago.
So not only are you informing him, you're telling all the other people sitting around you.
No, the other guy did. The other guy then went, this place is full of liars. He got more upset. I didn't want to make a scene, but when you lie to me and then lie about lying to me.
Don't lie to DB.
And then you lie to the guy in front of me and tell him he's wrong also. Yeah. And then the kid is like,
terrible.
No, I didn't say that. No, you didn't say that. You sure as hell did. Just say I made a mistake. If he would have said to me, listen, I'm new here. Made a mistake. I meant 90 minutes. I said a half hour. I fucked up. I'm sorry. The manager comes over, says, hey, free dessert. No problem. Sorry for the mistake. Nope. They lied. And they just kept adding to the lie and lied in front of them.
So what is the outcome of all this?
Did you get
free dessert on this one?
So the waitress, the waitress says to me, yeah. Hey, I saw what was going on at the front desk over there. Is everything okay? So I told her, I said, this is what's going on. So she says, well, I'm really, really sorry. I said, it's no problem. So we had our meal and I ordered the fried macaroni and cheese balls, which are my favorite. And my cousin had a salad because that's what she always gets, some big Asian salad, whatever. Anyway, the manager never came over. Nobody ever said anything. And the waitress says to me, I just want you to know, I took the macaroni and cheese balls off your order because I heard what was going on. We're having a crazy night. And apparently a bunch of people were misinformed on the time. So I'm letting you know the macaroni and cheese balls are on the house. So I didn't get free dessert. I got free balls. Who doesn't love free balls?
I got it.
So fuck you, female hostess. Fuck you, male host, Maxwell. fuck you both. I didn't get her name. But do you imagine that? It's very loud in here, sir. You probably didn't hear us right. It's scary. Does hour and a half sound like 30 minutes, a half hour to you?
No. In fact, I know damn well that you didn't hear them wrong because if he said 90 minutes to you, you would have been like, fuck you, I'm not waiting. I'm out of here to begin with, right?
Right. I confirmed it on the phone in the car.
Right.
So, in fact, my cousin said to me.
But I know you're not waiting anywhere. You're not sitting there 90 minutes to get in there.
No. And by the way, fuck Buffalo Wild Wings. That night for having every table full of garbage. And the people who ate there didn't throw their own plates out. Like, help out. Something. It was a mess. Yeah. And then I called the California Pizza Kitchen because I was like, oh, a half hour. Let's see what the wait is at California Pizza Kitchen. And when I called the location, I got a different location. They said 10 minutes. We're like, great, we'll be right in. And he says, all right, you're calling Garden State Plaza. I'm like, Oh, no. I'm not at Garden State Plaza. I'm at where other mall. He goes, oh yeah, that location closed a year ago. So we didn't get to go to the location that closed. Excuse me. But yeah. So don't take shit from the hostess and the host.
And
that's my point.
That goes, and that goes for
you're all liars.
Everything. Yeah. Well, I'm going to say something here that I don't want to sound bougie.
I should go to a steakhouse and they wouldn't lie to me.
I hate to say it, but I guess the more bougier the restaurant you go to, the less problems you have like that, because they don't hire people that like that.
They don't have an hour and a half wait. They take reservations.
There are some places that don't take any, they have no res policies, but yeah. What they tell you is the real deal because they have competent people working there is what I'm
Here's
saying.
Here's what I want. Host guys, if you are a host or hostess or you were a host or hostess, leave us a talk back and tell us if you lied out of fear or you lied because your bosses told you were supposed to lie to people. I know if it's a half hour, you tell people 20 minutes so that they won't leave.
Right.
But you're not off by an hour, right? Leave us a talk back. iHeartRadio app.
Yeah.
All right.
Places with reservations are one thing. Okay. And I'll say that. They reserve spaces
where they don't hold your reservation.
But there are better quality, whatever, maybe a higher price point. I don't know what you want to call it. Spots that do not accept reservations. And they have like first come, first serve, and they put you people on waiting lists. But the people they employ are not going to ever throw you under the bus or, you know what I'm saying? It will always be back on them if they make an honest mistake. But if
you think nobody at the hostess or host stand at a fancier restaurant, no maitre d', as it were,
is
ever lies or looks for a little $5, $10 slip of the hand to get the table you want?
It's hard to say, but they wouldn't make that much of a disparity between 30 and 90 minutes. It wouldn't be that much. Maybe an extra 15 minutes. Yeah, maybe someone greased them and they said, gave them $20 and now like, okay, so then they're going to seat these people first. So you wait an extra 10, 15 minutes. But what happened to the customer is always right. What happened to...
Oh, no, the customer didn't hear us right. That's what she said. Oh, it's loud here. I'm not the only person they say that to.
Well, no. I'm not buying any of it. It's a line of bullshit. They got caught.
Yep.
And I don't think they pull those types of shenanigans at places that are a little bit, better.
All right. Well, someday I'll go to those places again.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't know what I would do if I was putting...
You go to a bougie place. I get it. All right. We got sound coming up.
After this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Man, how the time flies on this podcast.
Does it?
It does. This is our final segment.
You got a gold mic, and I got fucked over at the Cheesecake Factory. So
you got a golden sombrero.
We're living parallel lives.
Wow, we are chock full of sound from this past week. Were there that many blunders? Are there that many people that said his instead of theirs and theirs instead of they? Did they use the wrong form?
I got a bunch of those, but I'm not going to play. I'm going to give you guys a break from the grammar police. I don't think there's any in here.
No plurals when they should be singulars.
Oh, I have a lot of those if you want them. Let's hold off on those.
Let's go. Let's get all of those.
No. Do you have a clip there that says "Be afraid" before you play it?
I'm not afraid.
Okay, Scary. Have you ever heard a commercial where the IRS tells you to be afraid and that you're going to get audited? Where the actual IRS says they're coming to get you?
No.
Then play that clip.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that.
Okay.
No, I've never heard those ads.
No, but that's the thing. They're falsely telling you, you know those ads that frighten you, that the IRS is coming after you?
Yeah.
We're not like that. We'll help you from those calls.
Well, they're trying to create problem solution. The thing is, there's no problem there to begin with. It's imaginary. They're putting it in your head that you've heard those commercials and trying to convince you that you did, but you really haven't.
You've only heard this person's commercials.
Yes.
Right. The IRS does not run commercials saying we're coming after you.
We're coming to get you.
We've all heard those commercials. No, we haven't.
No, we haven't. All right. What else you next. Got? So many. Results.
Would you use a product that had this disclaimer at the end for medical problems?
We got a lot of sounding
results.
Yep.
False positive and negative results may occur.
False positives and false negatives may occur. You're taking a test and you could have. How would you ever know if the results were accurate? If they said to you, you might get a false positive, then you go, all right, I'll take a second test.
Right.
But this one could be false positive or negative.
Or negative.
Fuck that. That's the shit in the box, people. I'm not using them. So listen to this clip, and you tell me if this is irony.
The crazy thing about that, besides I love that piece, that's the last time the Lions won a road playoff game. It was 66 years ago, and ironically, it was against San Francisco at Kezar Stadium. They went on to win the title that year, beat Cleveland.
Okay. So he's saying the last time the Lions won a road game in the playoffs, they were playing the 49ers, which they were that day.
Yes.
He goes, ironically, they were playing the 49ers.
That's a coincidence. That is not irony.
Okay. Now, here's another one, another example
for Lions,
where somebody says
irony.
Hold on. He says it's irony, but I want you to listen to what I say before the clip because I'm on there. I tell you what the score is when he said it, and then you tell me if what he said is irony or coincidence.
Okay.
Detroit 24-10 at the time of this clip.
I was down 14 points and another one came back and tied the game. I was in a championship game that was ironically 24-6 at the half.
It was 24-10.
Yeah, that's neither.
That's neither. Okay. Yeah. So Kevin Harlan is the announcer calling the game. His broadcast partner is Kurt Warner, a former quarterback. He's calling the play of the quarterback on the field running the ball. Remember, his partner is Kurt Warner.
23 in the shotgun, Purdy wiping his hands on the white towel off his belt buckle. Looks at a four-man front, shotgun snap, cocks his arm. He's getting out of a messy pocket, runs up the middle of the 25, the 20, broke a tackle at the 15, diving ahead to the 13-yard line between the hash marks, right down the middle. When he saw terror, he runs for 10, and Kurt Warner picks up a first down to the
13. He gets the football player confused with his co-host.
Right. He called his co-host the guy on the field.
Right.
Okay. Do you have the two Michael Strahan clips?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So at the half of that game was 24-7. This is a different game than the Lions game. This was the Niners Lions game. Michael Strahan is interviewing players after the game.
Yep.
He interviews the coach, right? It was play the clip.
Yeah.
The score was 24-7.
Coach, you were down 17-0 going in at the halftime.
Whoops.
It was 24-7. He says you were down 17-0. Then Strahan says this to Christian McCaffrey about how he signed a contract just to play on a winning team. Go ahead, to Christian McCaffrey.
This league for a long time. You signed with the 49ers just for this moment to go to the Super Bowl.
He says, you signed with the 49ers
just to go
for this moment right here.
The moment. No, because he's been with them the whole season.
No. Yeah, but he's saying he signed with them as a free agent. Okay. Like, he decided, I'm going to go to the 49ers.
Because they're going to the Super Bowl.
Right. Guess what? He was traded by the Panthers to the 49ers. He had no say in the matter.
Oh, he was traded.
Yeah.
Wow.
So who's giving Strahan his information?
I got to be honest. Someone got fired over that. There had
somebody
to be some,
did.
Some heads rolling.
Yeah, somebody's giving him wrong
they
information.
They made him look stupid. All right. We
what
have
else you got?
Elevator.
Oh, Elevator. Now, this is not a political clip. If you remember, in 2015, when Donald Trump at the time announced he was running for president, he came down a giant escalator.
Correct.
Right? Listen to this woman supporting him.
Consider any of the other candidates in this primary?
I haven't considered anyone until Donald Trump walked down that elevator in 2015.
Oh, my God. All right, we're going to leave that right there. We're going to just walk down that elevator.
Walk down that elevator.
And by the way, you don't walk on an escalator or an elevator.
You just walk on an escalator.
You stand still on an escalator.
He didn't do any. He stood still. Right, anyway.
All right.
What else you got?
Right. I got the Stove Guard grammar. I can't wait to hear what grammar.
No, don't play that one. I said no grammar today.
No, okay. We're not doing that.
Okay.
All right.
Can we got elephant?
I got the balance of nature.
Okay. Scary, would you use a product that worked, or would you use a product that the spokesperson told you probably didn't work and they had to do something extra to help make it work? Here's Kathy Lee Gifford talking in her Balance of Nature commercial, how she stays so healthy using Balance of Nature.
All the more important that we take control of our own lives and our own health. What I do is I pray, and then I take Balance of Nature because it's so simple.
Okay.
She prays.
So she says, first of all, it's important to take control of your life.
Yeah.
Then why are you praying? That's not taking control of your life.
Right.
Second of all, if Balance of Nature works so well, why do you have to pray first?
That's what I was thinking.
Would you get on a plane if they said it's only going to land safely if you pray?
If you pray.
I would like a product to work without praying. What else you got?
Correct. I got the arthritis one.
Arthritis, right? Arthritis. Two syllables.
Yes.
Here's the spokesperson.
Wait, no. Arthritis is three syllables.
Yeah. How do you say arthritis?
Arthritis.
That's right. Three. Right.
Three syllables.
Three. Arthritis. Here's the spokesperson.
That's how you make like it never even happened.
Oh.
Happened.
What are you doing here?
I didn't edit.
Lee Trevino. Most people know me for winning 6 PGA championships. With my bum knee, I started thinking I was going to have to trade my club in for a cane. Then I discovered arthritis knee pain centers.
He needed four syllables.
Yeah, he goes arthritis.
Arthritis.
That's when you can't stand Arthur. You got Santiago?
I sure do.
Okay, so this is a commercial for a game on your phone, and it's Eva Longoria. Very nice, beautiful
is it
actress.
Eva or Eva?
Eva Longoria. Sorry, Eva Longoria. Uh-huh. Right. Yep. And a little boy. She picks him up at school, and the teacher says, "Oh, are you Santiago's mother?" And then the kid says something. For the life of me, I can't figure out what he's saying.
Okay.
Hi. You ready? Are you Santiago's mother?
Yes, I am. Actually, I'm Faith.
What'd he say?
Faith dreams.
Huh?
I don't know what he's saying.
Said something in Spanish.
Play Santiago too. Santiago's it's just him speaking.
Yes, I am. Actually, I'm Faith.
I don't know.
If you know what he's saying, please let us know. What else? You got anything else?
Okay, Stove Guard.
No, don't play the Stove Guard. You're going to yell at me because it's grammar.
Oh, more grammar. I don't want to deal with grammar.
No grammar today.
No grammar today.
Give me one more. Elephant?
I got elephant and golf carts. Is golf carts grammar?
No, golf carts is two sports announcers talking.
Let's do that.
The first guy says something wrong. The second guy says, oh, you almost said something wrong. And the third guy, play it.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor gave golf courses as Christmas gifts to all of his offensive linemen, all 14 of them.
He gave golf courses.
With another run, a first down run here to about four, to the 37.
You almost said he gave golf courses to all of them, which would be really impressive.
All right, Chris Collinsworth, thank you.
Yeah, he actually did. He say golf courses. All right, so here's an expression that always gets completely twisted, Scary. It's going to upset you, I think.
The elephant?
Play the clip.
Oh, okay.
The elephant.
What he didn't do, which he didn't talk about the pink elephant in the room, is that he wants this case tried.
The pink elephant in the room. It's always the elephant in the room.
Right. It's the elephant in the room. It's, in other words, there's a giant thing in the corner. Nobody's mentioning it. It's the obvious thing. A pink elephant is when you're drunk.
You're drunk.
And people say, I saw a pink elephant.
All right.
So she combined the two. It's not the pink elephant in the room.
Or the 800-pound gorilla?
Right. He's 800-pound gorilla, but it's not a pink elephant. It's just an elephant.
All right.
I mean, it can be a pink elephant, but it's not.
All right. And we have a couple more. Plane and framing company. Grammar.
Oh, framing company. The guy does a commercial. He's like, send me your pictures. I'll put them in a frame. He starts the commercial by telling you he's very excited. Like, it's shocking what he framed.
Right. Okay.
Play the clip.
This is a keepsake frame. This is actually a photo from my wedding.
Wow.
Actually,
is that exciting? It's actually, actually a photo from my wedding.
Really?
Wow. Wait,
this is a keepsake frame. This is actually a photo from my wedding.
What would you expect to find in the frame?
It's the fact he says actually.
Actually, like, right, exactly.
This.
Yo,
actually,
guess what?
This. Are you sitting?
I mean, this is groundbreaking. I put a wedding photo in a frame.
Hey, pull your car over to the side of the road. You're not going to believe this.
I feel like,
this
I feel
look
like
what he's got in the frame.
Three out of every four frames have wedding photos in them. So,
oh no, no, this one is actually.
Can you believe it?
Your pictures, because look what I did. I managed to put a square piece of wood around my square picture. Amazing.
You guys.
Arthritis.
Arthritis. All right. I think that's enough.
I'm gonna pray that people leave us talkbacks.
Leave us talkbacks, and then we'll have a good recap show for Monday.
I enjoyed Slice Time for 282.
I did as well. If you didn't
Although
hear,
I have to say, yeah. You got to get them in before we record on Monday. Usually Slice Time. You got to get your talkbacks in before Monday night, because a couple of people DM me and said, hey, I left your talkbacks Monday night. I didn't hear them.
So we're
too late.
But we're going to hear them on the next episode. I mean, eventually we're going to hear them.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But for this episode, leave us talkbacks before Monday.
Yes, please.
The All right. fifth.
I'm going to go have a happy birthday. Hopefully.
I'm very jealous. You're going to Saturday Night Live.
Very excited.
You should take your gold mic with you. Oh, you didn't get the gold mic
yet. It's on its way. I got my gold mic. Who else is going to give you? Oh! Hey, by the way, Brody.
What?
That's another gift I got.
Oh, come on, man. You're just dogpiling
now. That swimming pool? You got a swimming pool, right?
I do at the moment.
This summer?
It's closed.
I'm not going to come and beg and grovel to swim in your pool.
I imagine you're not. Why?
Because I got a huge gift card from Gandhi to Swimply. You know what Swimply is?
Is that where little kids go with little like floaty devices on their arms to swim?
Swimply is an app, not a sponsor, but they should be. It's the Airbnb of swimming pools. People rent out their swimming pools. I downloaded the app. I'm not even kidding. I can't make this shit up. I downloaded.
You want to go swim in some strange person's pool?
I downloaded the swim. No, some of these are, dude, estates and mansions. I'm guessing you can use the pool while they're not home. Like, let's say some fancy Hamptons house.
Oh, it has like an outhouse.
An outdoor pool house. Yeah, dude. And they're like $60 an hour or $50 an hour. She gave me a huge gift card. She goes, have a party. She goes, go swimming. And all you do is you rent the person's pool out. So instead of, you know, renting a room.
Is it one person and each person has to pay, or one person
rents
it?
No, it's one person.
You bring everybody you know over.
You bring your whole party. It says up to 26 guests.
Well, let me ask you a question. Jerry, can I come swim in your swim pool?
Go fuck yourself.
Damn it.
You will not be on my guest list when I spend this gift card.
You know what? You really are from
Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.